A U.S. military spokesman says an entire Iraqi army corps has formally surrendered to U.S. special forces in Mosul, northern Iraq's biggest city. That now leaves Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown, as his regime's last major holdout. Central Command spokesman Brigadier General Vince Brooks told reporters that Mosul fell without bloodshed Friday as American forces arrived and accepted the surrender of the commander of the Iraqi Army's 5th Corps.
A coalition special operations commander accepted a signed ceasefire agreement from the Iraqi 5th Corps commander, regular army, near Mosul.
General Brooks says he expects 5th Corps soldiers to follow the example of other Iraqi troops in the north and leave their weapons, equipment, and uniforms behind and either return to their garrisons or go home. Television footage showed scores of unarmed, bootless ex-soldiers near Mosul beginning a long trek home. As they left the city, looters moved in, pillaging banks and other buildings. Looting has become a problem in most cities where Saddam Hussein's government has lost control. Coalition forces say they are still fighting a war and must deal with threats from pro-Saddam elements. Looting, they say, is a problem, but not an immediate threat. Roger Wilkerson, VOA News, Doha, Qatar.